Damon Wilson, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Tell us a bit about your role with the Red Arrows.
So I'm an aircraft mechanic, a mechanical engineer. So I help to maintain the aircraft, do line tasks, servicing, things like that.
And that's a full-time occupation?
Absolutely, yeah.
So were you trained here at RAF Cosford, or did you get to that job?
So I trained here at RAF Cosford, and I graduated here in November. Mm-hmm. So I did 6 months of training here initially, and then I was out on squadron, which was the Red Arrows, for a year and a half, and then I came back to complete my training. So that was another year here at Cosford, which I finished in November.
Just tell us a bit about your recruitment into RAF Cosford as a young recruit and a young cadet.
So I looked online at a job that I fancied and had the qualifications for. Went to the careers office and spoke to the people there, and then went through the application process, did my basic training, and then happily came into Cosford to complete my mechanical training there.
You were an engineer first and foremost, but this obviously was a particular job that you attracted you.
No, I had no engineering experience beforehand. No, I was taught everything through the RAF.
And how long have you been with the Red Arrows now?
I've been here since November, but I have worked here previously for a year and a half. So in total, just over 2 years now.
It must be nice to watch the displays, but also feel that you're responsible for those guys up there in the aircraft.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good, proud feeling when you see them and you see and hear the crowd reaction. It's a good moment. Yeah.
Did you travel with them when they went abroad and went to America?
I did personally. Yeah, I did go to the North American tour, which was a massive opportunity and really good experience. Yeah.
I was going to say, it must have been fascinating to be part of that with the Americans, obviously appreciating the Red Arrows for the very first time.
Yeah, so the Red Arrows have been over there before, but this was the biggest tour of North America they'd ever done, going into Canada as well. It was brilliant, the reception we had there. It was a really good response.
What was interesting was just getting the aircraft and the crew across to America in the first place. What about the aircraft?
Yeah, it was a bit of a challenge because obviously it's a long way for them to fly. So it took a few hops to get there, up to Lossiemouth and then Iceland and Greenland and then into Canada. So it was a long
four stops along the way, basically, to get refueled and refedded.
Yeah, that's it. Only small aircraft, so can't go the full way. But it was a good challenge, and we got there in the end and put on great shows over there.
Well, the Hawk One has been quite a hard workhorse, hasn't it, over the years? I mean, Nats were the originals going way back, but are they going to replace the Mark Ones eventually?
At some point, possibly, but I believe the current aircraft, the T1s, are cleared until 2035, I believe, with the disbanding of 100 Squadron and all the other Hawk T1 squadrons closing down. We've now had there's an influx of newer aircraft that we can use to maintain the.
So the new Hawks, they have a longer snout, don't they, than the current model, basically.
Yeah, the T2s are a slightly different variant, but we're looking to keep the T1s for the foreseeable, yeah.
But I think people wouldn't recognise the Red Arrows if they were near the aircraft, would they?
No, they are quite an iconic iconic figure, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So you're here at RAF Cosford Air Show, but I mean, this again is an opportunity for you to meet the public, and obviously people are very interested in talking to you guys who do all the hard work behind the scenes.
Yeah, this is great. This is what we do. Is we're the face of the Air Force, really, and we're the people that, you know, get people excited about recruitment and things. So this is what the job of the Red Arrows is for facing the public. It's brilliant to be here.
You have a lot of mates who possibly have considered engineering and getting involved with the RAF in that respect.
So there's lots of people, especially. Coming through my trade, there's a lot of people that, yeah, really excited about engineering and mechanical engineering and things.
I suppose it's quite nice to sit at the pub with your mates and talk about you being a Red Arrows engineer. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, there are some that are a little bit jealous, but try and keep it.
There's a lot more than just a few. Yes. Yeah.
Try and keep it under wraps a bit, otherwise I'll get.
So, what about the future for you as far as the Red Arrows are concerned?
Personally, so I've only just started my posting here. It's a 5-year posting, so I'm only at the beginning. So hopefully, go on in the next few years to maybe work on the die team and hopefully be selected for circus. So that'd be interesting. That's my aims going forwards.
How many ground crew to each aircraft do you have?
So circus is one. There's one assigned per jet. But we have over 130 ground personnel overall, so anyone can work sort of on any jet. So it's quite quite a broad job.
My first association with the Red Arrows goes back to RAF Kemble, and in fact, when I went there that day, basically I went to the obviously the gatehouse, and the guys told me where to go, and I walked round one of the hangars, and some guy came round the corner in battle dress with a machine gun. I think they were on red alert at the time, and okay. It was quite an exciting moment, a bit terrifying at the time, but it was just that was the very first time I'd actually had any association with the Red Arrows and the aircraft and the crew.
Yeah,
it goes back a long time.
Yes, it does. Yeah, the Hawk does and the Red Arrows go back a very long time. That's I think why they're so iconic. They've been around a long time and very recognisable because of that.
What time are they flying today here?
They're flying at 3:30 today at Cosford.
They're going to do a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're here to do, put on a great show for everybody.
Fantastic stuff. Well done.